Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Well, I can, of course, get you out of this. I have some friends, but right now I think it's time that you learn a very valuable lesson. I'm going to let you deal with this, and then if you need me, I'll come back. You need to learn to get yourself out of your own messes. You remember that time I told you about the 3 dragon slayers that came into my cavern? You have to learn to get yourself out of your own messes. How did I know that she had 3 brothers who were dragon slayers? if you need help and assistance, here's of course my little here's a little candle. You can call me.
Well, improved ring of use measurement, facing off an improved ring of climbing.
You need to be careful. Next thing I know, you're going to wind up in a thieves' guild.
I'm getting a plus 20. So all I have to do is roll a 25.
Get another stone. And a knife.
Problem is, I don't have 10,000 gold to buy a ring of.
Yeah.
Ryan, how much money do you have?
It was,
1,000.
You're going to potentially borrow some money.
Bad things were happening.
I have to first pass the idea of that song.
Smiting gods.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a ring of...
See, that's what you get for having catty gods in this city. If you just follow the draconic pantheon, I'm sure you'd be fine. Suddenly the 6 gods turn over and go, hey!
Plus 20 to use magic device. At which point I can...
Alright, as long as I can...
You've been practicing your rites, right?
What?
The what?
Well, keep in contact, son. Let me know if you're going to make any other big decisions I should know about.
I've got the candle now. I can talk to you.
Be sure to call every once in a while. And before we leave, go get the item. he takes the keg.
I go get this.
Don't. This is why some eat their young.
I made the will save. Just making sure I don't come going. Oh.
rabble. Don't try.
Don't try what?
He looked at the hammer. Don't try. Keep in contact.
Are you gonna be around any?
I can fly up to the city anytime.
It's true. You can fly real fast.
Your sister sends her regards.
Sister.
50,000 EXP.
Yes, your sister. Oh, I guess you never met her. She is a century or two older than you. Or a century or so.
I didn't know I had any siblings.
See, your mother never tells you these things. And you always yell at me, please. She's the... Women are supposed to be the one who keeps track of families. Yeah. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you do?
She's an immigrant.
Son, this is not looking like a good day for you.
Not really.
I'm going... Now, we're going to sit here and talk about this. Alright, cutting over to someone else. Alrun, who's getting lectured.
I need to pass something by you.
Okay, it went that way.
A ring of improved used magic device.
Went that way.
Can I buy one?
Sure, it'll go right on the waiting queue.
Whatever. Because the idea here is I have to get a 32 to convince the gauntlets to work. If I pump 9 skill points, which would be the entire next level, into use magic device, and then get improved use magic device ring, I have a plus 20, I'd be able to use my gauntlets, effectively. And I just make that check once every hour, whenever I want to use them. Would you approve of that?
And you'd be the only one of us that's
there actually
really
is a specific item group that gives bonuses to skills.
Yeah, there's ring of improved jumping, climbing, stuff like that. As I said, ring of improved magic device.
Don't look through some of the alternate book. You've pirated enough of them. I'm sure there's something close to it.
Not that I can think of.
Well, then search through your pirated books.
But otherwise, it does sound good.
Yeah.
It had the ring of used magic device, would that be something you'd approve?
Maybe.
Yeah. It has a minor curse.
It has a minor downside. No. I'll think about it, Steven. Not something I'm going to come up with on the fly. Okay.
It'd be 10,000 gold. Get a ring of improved use magic device.
So what do I learn about what's been happening in the town?
Okay. By going around and just gabbing and talking about, you can find in the past couple of weeks the following has happened. First and foremost, adventurers have been crawling all over the town and discovering things that should have long been left hidden.
I can believe that.
Apparently, a group of adventurers with the assistance of the Brotherhood stormed the prison.
Yay!
The guards responded in short order. However, apparently a young half-elf woman managed to convince the entirety of the guard squad to let them finish. And it was found that it was infested by intellect devourers, and it was led by a mind flayer, but not of the Bothqua family. It was an entire plot to make the Bothqua family look bad.
Ah. Mm. Ooh, so it okay.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't related.
And who started that? Oh, that's right, that was us.
But yes, but we didn't get credit for it.
However, it was the, the Violet Vanguards, who have now been, of course, exalted as heroes.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence, Taylors!
An idea I wanted to do is have, Seed go rogue so I can actually do criminal acts out ruining the group's enemies.
Okay.
So, continue on.
Congratulations on that.
Many adventurer thieves joined the Thieves Guild and then promptly turned against the Thieves Guild.
Of course. I'll have to do something about that.
Exposing them to the government and to the city guard in general. It actually became so hot that even the corrupt guards couldn't look away anymore, despite the bribes.
Hmm.
In addition, the head of the Church of Stormshadow has been arrested for numerous crimes. It was exposed by the Storm Lords.
How fitting.
Not on the adventuring front. Recently there has been an economic downturn, but it quickly bounced back. Actually, post the birth of Senator Bothqua's grandchild, which he paid for a 5% discount all over town. There was a massive spending frenzy, and the economy probably went into a surplus.
Nice.
Bothwell has now been reelected. Then, finally, the city actually had some pretty heavy storms for the past few weeks, or the past couple of weeks, but those have now all kicked in. It's actually the first couple of days that the sun's been shining. Some blame the Storm Lords for invoking the Storm Lord's wrath.
Duh. Awesome. Well, I guess that means I have to go talk to the Guildmaster.
What?
I turned to the other side of the chair. So, about this Thieves Guild business.
Yeah, so, what?
About the other thieves that turned against us.
They never officially joined. You wanna know what happened?
Sure.
People tried to take them on the side and use them against us. Use them to settle petty rivalries.
Oh.
Talk about biting people in the ass. Oh, I love it!
But what's this whole I heard about Elf Splitter?
Oh, yeah, well, he got arrested.
Where's he held?
I don't know, they took him out of the city. Mm. Because, you know, the prison's kind of shut down.
Yes, I realize that.
That sucks. Well, my character doesn't care, but...
Now, if I remember correctly from reading James's encrypted notes, most of the people they've been capturing, they've been taking off the city.
As James is sitting next to me.
James is like, who are you? I should arrest you now. And you couldn't if you tried.
Alright, well, does he state where? Or just off?
Well,
should I ask you? Where?
He said he's taking him off of... Well, I know exactly where they're going, and they're safe. Well, not really. In fact, their lives are in mortal peril. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, what?
Most of the people deserve it. You know, there's a lot of assholes in the Thieves Guild. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, but what did Elspeth ever do? He didn't ever try to overthrow you.
No, he didn't, but I think he'll be useful where he's going.
Okay. Why, is he going to keep people in line, or is he the mortal danger?
Oh, no.
Why, what game are you playing?
What?
Yes.
Play a game?
Life to you is a game. What are you playing?
I'm just a small guildmaster. I wouldn't have anything like that.
Like what?
James has a
heart. Well, what I heard was through the grapevine that somehow someone convinced some of the divine to imbue some almost paladin-like powers and then send him on a mission in the Lake Castle area to go and convert a good chunk of people as a war hero.
What? Someone's going to Lake Castle posing as a paladin?
Elf Splitter is that paladin.
A paladin of who?
Was this your idea?
I'm unfortunately not on good terms with the gods. I mean, no one listens to just this little,
It's either you or Lucky. Which one?
What?
Is James like, what?
James is actually... from James's perspective, they begin talking guild business in front of him, and they are now speaking a language that's completely alien to him.
No, yes. No. James goes, uh-huh. This food is delicious.
I like the eel too.
Because I strongly doubt Mr. Lightning Bolt would be smart enough to say that.
Well, Mr. Lightning Bolt's been throwing a temper tantrum lately.
So I heard, but I've been down in the service.
About that, you know, it took a lot of effort to reach down there and give you stuff. You need to spend more time up here.
You know what's sad? It was all wasted.
Yeah, well, that's not my problem. I picked up the phone. I answered. What buttons you decided to push, it wasn't my problem.
Yes, I decided to put it myself instead of the half-dragon Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Can I have that as a mount?
It's down in Village in Bingy, if you want to visit.
Ew, Bingy.
Yeah, it was fun visiting there. I suppose that would outdo Lucky's two dragon. What color were they? I don't know, brass, copper, something.
I think they were copper.
Oh yeah, that would definitely outdo his two little young adult dragons.
I need to pimp my ride.
Do you have a ride?
But I do realize Lake Castle's kind of our allies too. What is?
Oh yeah, sure. Your friends are my friends.
So what's the point of an elf splitting there opposed to a paladin? What is he going to do?
He's going to kill a lot of orcs.
Okay, if he's killing orcs, he's
alright. He's there to actually help them under a disguise of helping them.
And actually help them, too.
So he's there to help them, but under the disguise of helping them.
He just wants to convert them to his religion.
So what does this do for you in the long run? It's just a fun play.
We get our foot on the surface.
Your God,
I suppose that's true.
Is that all?
So,
you?
I'm curious. What deed does he follow?
Oh, well, we can...
He has Chaos Undivided.
We went and talked to him in person.
Okay.
So to answer your question...
All of us.
Yes.
Oh, so he follows all of you.
He is Chaos Undivided.
Nah. Well, right. Slater becomes Archeon.
Holding orc skull's head. As the orcs are like... That's incarnate!
All right.
Andre, as a supernatural ability, he casts Comprehend Language on everyone within 120 feet, just so he can hear them scream.
You don't need to have Comprehend Language to hear.
So, you know, when we were getting kind of bored because you guys weren't causing enough chaos up here, so we started causing chaos elsewhere. Besides, you know, the bloodlust are still looming out there, all that sort of stuff. Oh, and by the way, lots of people are pissed at sea. Damn, I can't tell you how many prayers I've gotten over her.
Yeah. Wow, what's she doing? Besides her little project that I've been...
Oh, it's all about the project.
Really? What has it been doing?
She's stepping on a lot of toes.
Oh, she's been going around and converting people from other groups. I mean, she's taking the creams of the crop, and they're listening. That pisses people off.
Oh, they can see that. Mm-hmm.
How does it feel? Hear people praying against you.
It's awesome.
Interesting.
Stupid horses can't look the right way.
That's because they're too chaotic. You need to discipline them. Beat them.
They're retards. They're all mentally challenged.
James ate your mashed potatoes.
Could I ask the lich to make you that ring, maybe?
Okay.
I'm sure he has a couple of crafting feats.
Oh, there is one thing. I want to see if you can look into something for me.
What? That's not how this works!
Being a very easy task for you, I'm sure I just made it.
Then what's the fun in it?
I get information.
I'm not your bitch! If anything, it's the other way around! How's that work?
I think it's funny.
I'm not the Joker God.
You have to use reverse psychology against people like this.
On him.
What?
It ain't gonna happen. I just want to know what happened to Bert's daughter.
Oh. Sad story, that one.
Who do I need to talk to get that story? Besides you.
Well, I could point you to the guy. Or where he was.
Was?
Well, he was in the prison.
Oh. Well, did he still have his brain afterwards?
No.
Okay, so that's my point there.
You could kill him and speak with dead.
It's true, I do not speak with dead.
Why?
Yeah, I know. I know you do.
Hoping to succeed on his will save.
Bird? Oh, you weren't here.
He's an NPC from the beginning of the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, the very beginning.
I want to see what the Lich does to me now.
He was a tavern owner.
That's a pretty good one.
In Copper, where we started. Dead end
so, I remember recalling her, Bert saying she went missing, but then we had to jump on something else.
Oh, yeah.
And never came back to it.
It sucked.
Really?
Poor girl.
Can you tell me?
Honestly, I don't want to. It was bad.
Alright. Suppose I'll go and see...
You know,
what do with that body?
This is kind of a scuzzy town.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't realize this earlier?
It wasn't like this when we were around. Oh, jeez, I am getting to be an old god. Back in my day!
I hope you're not getting to be an old god.
He's an old one.
Just so you know, you're not that much older than I am.
Yeah, well, it's because you're old. I can see the bags.
Excuse me?
Yeah, right there. You see that little gray part on your horn?
I don't have horns.
You do now.
Your god has...
That would explain the headache.
Yeah, sorry about that. By the way, I don't have cure headache. It's just not worth my time. Zero level spell. Oh
god, I want that spell.
You mean summon ice?
cure migraine.
Alright.
If only in real life.
I suppose we're not going to do anything about these new adventurers trying to upset the Thieves Guild now that it's public.
Excuse me, I was an adventurer. You got a problem with that?
Sometimes, yes.
You're boring. Alright, old bags, let's figure out. You got anything else?
Yes, will you leave my house?
Not in your house. See? Here's the deed.
He thought I scratched out your name and wrote mine in crayon. Sad thing is, he could do it if people would believe him.
Oh, wow. Yep, it's right there. It's in writing.
Alright, I guess we have to go buy an actual
house
now.
See, it's in writing. It is correction.
That is crayon.
Correction crayon.
Even glows in the dark type crayon.
No, your name, they just misspelled it. They meant to write mine.
Andre. As a note, did you get my joke, or did you pay attention to my notes that much?
What joke?
What I called the project. It's very convoluted and reaching back really far.
No.
It's called the Shadow Project.
Oh, okay. The Shadow Thieves, got it. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So guess what I just did?
Reach!
So yeah, I'm creating now a shadow of the Thieves Guild. The
okay.
Shadow of Thieves Guild.
So let's see, I've done you. I've spent 5-10 minutes on you. Spent 5-10 minutes on you. You two are the ones who are left.
How do you know what the Lich does to me? And if he can make this thing for me?
Alright, so, Steven. You crawl out of the little test tube. Your legs are wobbling. You're slightly confused.
You're hacking up goo.
Okay. Look around.
You see the Lich, he's got this excited look on his face.
Can you give me a mirror?
Up walks a goblin.
I look in the mirror.
You look like yourself.
I look at my legs.
You all look normal.
Alright, well, what'd you do?
I would have to say this is a resounding success. Shocker Lizard was so last week.
What'd you do?
Oh, nothing that's terrible.
What? Did you...
Oh, I removed that cursed shocker lizard thing because you said that it was bothering you and I realized, oh, pish posh, there are so much bigger things to make you into.
Like what, a pixie?
Hop back in the tube.
No. Don't know what you did this time.
Well... One of the things I've been experimenting with is how closely, you know, groups go together. For example, magical beast and humanoid don't necessarily correlate. What if I did humanoid and humanoid?
What did you mix me with?
Well,
It's just this peachy little creature. I'm sure you've probably met at least one, although I doubt you remember it.
It is
a doppelganger.
That actually could be useful.
We actually have one of those.
Did we? Wait, yes. What knowledge is that?
That's actually a knowledge nature.
Ha ha!
I hope the ranger has dodged.
It got 16.
16? They're shape changers.
And what a shape changer do to me?
Well, see, the thing is, usually they take humanoid form and they have mild forms of telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure which of those I have instilled upon you, but they have no. They don't quite have the same intelligence as a shocker lizard, if you understand my meaning.
They don't have the massive intelligence train?
Nope.
So what negative side effects are you expecting this time?
Oh, I'm not expecting any. But please, do come by. I want to check my results.
Okay, well, as a question, do you have any crafting abilities? Because the Mage's College seems to be very backlogged.
I've got a few. Who are you thinking of crafting? A like second wife? I can
items,
do that.
Items. Oh. Not people.
So mundane.
Yes, but I might need a few, if you don't mind. I'll have to come back when I report in to tell you what has happened to me.
Once you prove more useful, maybe.
Okay.
Right now, you're just a test subject. Patient right,
well,
zero.
Does that mean you're going to infect everyone with doppelgangerism? Suddenly everyone can change into other people.
In the dead of the night, he shape-changed into
Andre.
It's a disease. If it is, I'm immune.
On the episode of this new season of Doctor Who, there was a Prisoner Zero who was a shape-changing alien. Well, I'll go find out what happened to me, and we'll go from there. How long have I been out?
Oh! A week.
Okay, I'll go home now. As I go home, I try to think only my own thoughts.
As your wife goes, you do realize it's incredibly hard to be a good, try and become a not evil person when my guide and influence isn't here. I killed someone yesterday.
Doing what?
Exercising? No.
Well, they got demon and devil mixed up.
Ah, yes, I've done that before.
Well, hopefully
I ripped out their intestines, hung them from over the side of the city, and then dropped them.
At least they were dead.
No, they were.
Well, not that I'm there, but...
Okay,
you popped
well,
out of the window,
so
we have this ability, okay?
I shouldn't have to deal with an intelligence drain anymore, so we can spend another couple of days together and just try to be good, decent human beings and without having any shape changing or mental abilities on my part.
Uh-huh.
That was, yeah.
That's all rhetorical,
good
by the way.
Good cover-up there. Good cover-up.
Yeah. So, everything good. By the way, I have these gauntlets. Ooh. I'm trying to figure out how to use magic device on them. It's only useful for evil people, which shouldn't be you anymore.
Shouldn't.
Well, put it on her, see what happens.
No, I don't want to give her plus 12 strength.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Lord.
No reason to say evil.
Oh, Lord, give me patience, for if I ask for strength, I'll just kill the man.
Alright. Well, let's go find something good and decent to do that will distract us.
Alright. Ryan.
I hang out with my wife a lot.
You spend time with Felicity trying to win her back from images of Bond.
Yes.
She asks you to stand still and quiet in a suit.
And pose for her.
And she puts on music.
I probably look pretty good in a suit, actually.
Probably.
I'll try it on. How do I look?
Ravishing, dear. Ravishing. Simply ravishing.
I'm glad you like it. I suppose I'll dress like this more often, if you like.
Oh, that would do well for your persona. Well-dressed playboy during the day, dark avenger of the night.
I like it.
We're not stealing from anyone.
No one learned that.
That's a good idea. Maybe we should move into gold.
Yes! Yes, we should!
How much money are you making these days? I know you're volunteering for the Brotherhood. Is there any...
Yes, I'm a Thieves Guild member. Hello. Oh.
Have you done any guild jobs yet?
Well, I was gone for a few weeks.
Well, of course.
But yes, I have done some thieving.
Well, good.
There's this nice village.
That's banditry.
What?
No. That, they were already scared and disorganized.
That's close to thieving, I guess.
Was that the same village we went to?
Probably.
While they were waiting for us.
I suppose that works. Well,
They had this wonderful building with stained glass windows and everything. Hmm. They had this nice box just full of money.
She stole from the church.
Never.
Not gonna ask any more questions. That sounds lovely, my dear. Oh, stained glass windows, you say? Oh, this must have been nice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, let's move, let's go to the housing store. How do we... I don't know.
You go real estate looking.
Let's go buy a house in gold or silver.
Basically what it is Tyler, you're only paying the $1,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically what it is you purchase...
I was paying less than that before, so I just...
Upgraded.
Decided to pay $1,000 because... Unless you want to get more.
No, that's fine.
Yes, more!
Basically, let me find the lifestyle prices. Lay, light, linguistics, living expenses.
Alec, I have gauntlets that can give me +12 strength. I just have to convince them that I'm evil.
I think that's only a DC 30 on Use Magic Device.
Yep. I have a plan, though.
He's buying a ring that gives him bonus.
If Andre will approve it, he'll think on it and see what he can make up. The ring of improved use magic device, which is going to be +10. And then I just have to pump every skill point I get next level. Or if Andre will let me just rearrange my skill points here so I can use the gauntlet.
I'm not going to allow you to rearrange your skill points. That's a bit too much.
Then I can't even...
Because I can understand, you know, rearranging them for, you know, if you've never used them or for if they make sense for your character. It's a slight stretch to rearrange your skill points for a magic item.
That means I'm going to be sitting here with this magic item for 50,000 EXP. Because there's nothing really in the book that I was going through that's worth... That's the 27,000 worth
it. Okay. Basically what it is you're currently living in the poor section, which is 3 gold pieces a month. Then there's the average, wealthy, and extravagant. Gold district is extravagant.
Okay.
Silver district is wealthy. Copper district is average. And you count as one thing lower. The reason is because the city overcharges you to hell. Because, let's just say, land is a premium on a floating fucking island.
Sure.
What are you talking about? There's plenty of excess land.
What?
If he's moving into gold district, he'd have to pay the same amount as you.
So how about getting my own island?
Did I fall into a bit of lava?
Yes, we saved you.
I died again.
He was negative 103.
How'd you get back up?
We had a druid that cast heal.
And she healed for 110.
She had 7 hit points. Oh, I was still negative, 10.
Oh.
I was only 3 hit points.
He was out of dying. He was out of dying.
Awesome.
So, that's what it would cost you per month.
Yes, what happened?
1,000 per month. 1,000 per month.
A half.
Are you still slowly going retarded?
No, we got to fix it.
I've now got mixed with a doppelganger instead. We've yet to see how it affects me.
Yes.
Just happened.
What happens is that he got crit on and then bit by a half-dragon Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So wealthy would put us in, high silver?
You mean the thing that was...
No, that put you about in silver, yeah.
Near me, that was near
what?
Me?
Yep.
High to mid silver.
And that's what happened to us.
And all the way to gold.
Do you know what happened? We took control of the dragon.
Well, if we can split it...
So it's now our pet.
Then
however, it is now on the surface.
Yay!
And after the baby,
and we'll have to split it.
I can rub this in Kehiane's face.
And when we did, we took the T Rex.
We also recruited a new member. We have a goblin. His name's Blackface.
He's badass.
No, he's just really lucky.
He's really lucky and badass.
He has +9 use magic device, and he got 4 DC 25s in a row.
In a row.
Here's all I'll say is, goblins are always badass when you bring them on as NPCs at first. Now he's just going to run away and hide every combat.
No, he shared the dragon's loot with us.
He went after a black dragon.
Oh, he gave you something too.
But you'll have to.
You gotta to choose.
Yeah, it's on the recording.
Anyway,
I'll deal with it later.
Anywho, continue. What are you saying?
So you'll actually have to give me a diplomacy check to be able to buy a house and
gold. Reason is because she's a dirty, dirty tiefling.
Dirty. I'll walk up and look my level best with my nice suit on.
Uh-huh.
Look very dashing.
Do you run in? Do you dash in?
Natural one.
Can I borrow a Danny?
No.
Okay.
I haven't used AMI.
Not from lack of trying.
That's fair.
I think you still have one or two left.
You've used two of them. What is it? Diplomacy?
Mm-hmm. Looking for a 25.
Can I bluff instead?
Nope.
What is your bonus to diplomacy?
Zero.
You can't get it.
You could have someone else talk for you.
Can I bluff?
No.
Wanna bluff?
No.
How about you don't bring your wife with you?
She's not really a tiefling.
Yeah, don't bring your wife.
I think you have to register whoever's moving in.
Yes, you do.
House.
You don't just say she's a tiefling.
Yeah, you do. You register race in the city. Race isn't going to ever part of everyday living.
This is an outrage. I'm going to go get your cousin.
I'm going to get a lawyer.
Tyler, do you have any points left in diplomacy?
If you would prefer, I would allow an intimidate.
Yeah. Well, I'll go get my lawyer of your cousin.
One hell of a lawyer.
Shh. I know I don't have intimidate.
Bad.
Shut up.
There.
That's a 21.
Okay, he says to go to hell.
Okay.
Like, literally.
I walk up, hand my card to the guards. I need to speak with Safiri.
We're going to need to pat you down.
Please, go ahead.
You have lots of weapons on you.
Yes, I do. Well, hold on, that's legendary.
It's not yours.
Yes, it is.
Not if you're entering on this property.
What?
You might be the person we're looking for.
Looking for?
They strip you of weapons.
That's fine. I expect those back later.
Bruno, go with him.
I expect them back later.
Walk inside, sir.
This is the guy that doesn't like being here.
Well, at least the guy who
is my wife to wait outside then? In fact, that's fine. Felicity, make sure my weapons don't go anywhere.
Of course, dear.
Thank you.
Well, aren't you a handsome one?
Anyway.
Look, don't touch. Look, don't touch.
Mm. Right. We'll go inside.
You walk inside, you see her rearranging everything.
I'll let him take the lead.
No,
he's following you. You are ahead of me. Walk.
You know where she is. She could be.
She's in there. Go.
Okay.
Little to the left. No, little to the right.
You see some of the, like, average Thieves Guild members who are like, oh my gosh. I'd be trusted to touch her painting.
And now she's torturing by a little to the left. No, a little to the right. No, I want it over there now. Don't be upside down.
It's a portrait of a landscape and you want him upside down? Well, I hang from the ceiling at night.
Sophia.
Do you recognize him, ma'am?
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay. Anything?
Can you tell him to get my weapons back? I need those.
Sure, get them later. What do you want?
Anyway, we're looking to move into gold, but we're being held back. We're being oppressed.
Help! I'm being oppressed!
That sounds normal.
Now we see the violence inherent in the system.
You being the face for tiefling rights in the city, I assumed you might help. Considering it's for me and Felicity.
Tyler goes down to his desk, flips open his agenda book.
There's nothing
on there. I don't know if I can fit you in. Wait, actually, I'm next Tuesday.
I don't keep anything here. Who
wrote
this?
Hold on.
Wait, I actually have an appointment next to... Oh, wait, that was 3 months ago.
No, that was 3 years ago. This is my book. I can talk to him if you want.
Please do.
You want
to sit? Why not?
Do you like the suit?
I stole my chair.
I had no chair, so yes.
Do you have issues?
Issues?
Are you feeling inadequate?
Yeah, well, I didn't think that I could be...
Well, Felicity was looking at that Bond guy.
So yes, you are.
He's got a nice suit.
Your foot seat.
Now can you drive a boat?
What? I drive a boat!
Let's go. Show me where the
Show me where the mean lawyer is!
the mean guy touched you.
Okay. All right, tell you can of course use either intimidate or diplomacy.
I'll use diplomacy. Like talk about how beneficial.
Oh yeah.
If not, here's a subpoena.
It's only a 20.
Maybe
25. Maybe 25. Well, do you want to spend a bending on this?
If I had one.
Jessica's prepared.
Two more, Tyler.
Yeah. I spent two already.
There you go.
All right. We'll draft up the paperwork, having a second typing in Gold District. What the hell's this city coming to?
Okay, good. Then we won't have to actually go to the next step of the
from one of the families.
You have to find one of your families and you have to pay
George
the
next phase.
Now, if you're an ally of one of the houses, possibly, yes.
Well, I'll just have to take you to court then.
It's possible for them.
If I can rent.
That's going to be 6.
I'm an ally of the house.
Move the Brotherhood up there. Now the Brotherhood's always watching.
Could actually.
They just have, Ring of Featherfall and Ring of Word Recall. So they jump off the island and they see something, get down there, fight, and then recall back.
Alright, so, yes, here's your paperwork, sir.
Ah, thank you very much, sir.
Have a pleasant day.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Your contribution to the movement will be most appreciated.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sophia.
Uh-huh.
You were quite a help.
What Sophia didn't tell you is there are several fine print things now included in the contract.
Right. Well, let's see. I've now gotten everyone around the table, and we have gotten through the adventure. This is a good point to call tonight.
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. The Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including The Dark and Dangerous City of Fates Worse Than Death, The Magical and Mysterious Tibet, The Cosmological and Ontological Horror of In Dark Alleys, The Post-Apocalyptic Savagery of Kid World, and The Haunted Past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.